of impeachment, the articles of impeachment, the concern is just that putting the Constitution and our symbol of freedom, our capital, our dome under risk, at great risk, is what this is about. You know, the Republic is challenged here. The outburst was encouraged.
Government has requested the president to resign, and documents have been signed and brought to Vice President Pence, who refused to agree to that. So we've now moved on to, in fact,
hello, this is Pamela Badilla, your neighbor from Data Data International Folkloric Theater, and you're listening to your radio station, WGXC, Acre, New York, hands-on community radio for Columbia and Greene County. Enjoy.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gunel Reznikoff of Chatham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer.
Start monitoring WGXC.
I'm just going to play with my phone until I feel like talking into this thing.
All right, 702.
702. Hello and welcome to the Thingularity Radio Program, broadcasting from 65 West Bridge Street in Catskill, New York, right next to the Juice Branch. We got some negative-looking people around me tonight, but hopefully we come up with a positive-sounding show.
Did you just say natives?
Negative.
Oh, negative.
Brian's over in the corner. Hey, how you doing, man? Say hi.
It's awesome. I'm just listening to the speed as it starts before you're doing it.
So you're telling...
Oh, God. Yo, what's up? I'm just cracking myself up over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when we let the sound tech actually talk on the show. Bad sound tech. Bad.
Sorry.
Cody, how you doing?
I'm okay. A little tired, but I'm doing...
Ah, that's Cody, and I am Mr. Conductor, bringing to you this evening an episode of Thingularity Radio Program here on WGXE. Radio for open ears.
Is that what it is, open ears? I thought it was community radio for... What's the taglines of this station?
Radio for open ears.
Yeah, it's right on the website.
How do I not know that? I thought it was community radio something blah. Wow, I'm clued in.
Maybe it was last year. But... For all I know, that's what we say.
Sorry.
No, that's what we say.
I don't know what's going on. I have to hire a guy to chew my food now.
Sorry for your pops.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Sorry if I caused any pops there. That was funny. Sorry, someone chew my food.
Hey, it's healthy, but, you know, it's not going to make the denture company any money.
Okay.
Capitalism. We got to keep it going.
Capitalism. Oh, my God.
Anything that's got your gears grinding tonight, gentlemen? Because we're alone. This is it. We've got a skeleton crew, so...
Nothing ever grinds my gears.
Apparently, Omicron's been getting everybody sick, and they're at least using it as an excuse to not show up.
Even though
I don't know that, even though they're like
sick for 5 hours and go to work. And my sister actually tested positive. Here's an interesting thing: in LA, where she is, the Harbor area, they have a very comprehensive tracking system. So she gets a text on her phone.
You mean she gets a chip in her arm?
Yeah, I think maybe the apps on their phone are doing whatever, where they know where people are, or people report when they get it. But she gets a text on her phone.
Okay.
And it says, you may have been exposed to COVID. She goes, oh. So she gets tested. She gets tested once a week because she teaches classes for kids.
You know, you can randomly send those out to people, and they're probably right.
What?
You've been exposed to COVID today.
Well, here's the thing. She gets tested, and the day later, she got positive PCR test. So she had to take herself off the roster.
I don't want to give anybody any weird ideas, but
she got texted the day before she tested positive.
Well, that's nice. It'd be nice to know right? that sort of thing.
Right?
Because then maybe some people that I know wouldn't have, like, had several negative tests and then hung out with people, which you can't blame them for. They had negative tests. And then all of a sudden, day or two later, they test positive. After they've already passed it on.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
It was ramping up at the time. He didn't tell.
Are you saying that...
It appears to have happened. And this is just anecdotal. And
what
I'm
are the chances
in my
of
bubble.
Two false negatives in a row?
Maybe it was a self-test, so it didn't detect yet, because you only have about a 2.5-day window for the antigen self-test.
I got a friend in another state that did the same thing. He literally has like a pile of tests. So he started taking them, and then he was actually negative. He showed negative, but he was positive.
Because the antigen was too weak, and the PCR
exactly.
amplifies it. It was more
accurate. And he got sick, and now he's better, and he's still testing positive, but he's watching the test strips get weaker and weaker and weaker.
And he's watching it go away.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He got sick before it's even detected. Like, he got symptoms.
He got it before the test showed. Like, he got it. The test showed negative, and then he got symptoms, and then I think it showed positive. You got to show symptoms first for it to be positive.
Yeah.
I think. At least in that scenario. There's a lot.
Yeah, well, the self-test is not as strong. That's all.
This is someone very credible, I believe, and they showed me the test. They're like, here, look, we did it.
It's messed up. So he was...
Like, I could see the lines fading. What you got? What's going on in that brain, Cody?
No comment.
Let it out. I ain't going to judge you.
I got nothing to say about it.
Does it sound weird?
I don't know what it sounds
like. We're in weird...
I don't have the full details in front of me.
We're in weird times. And yeah, it's also a game of telephone. This is something I'm relaying to you from my memory. This isn't like written down.
I don't want to comment on anything that I don't have the full details in front of me.
Okay. Okay, that sounds like you're up for a spot.
I need the deets, dude.
No, that's fine. Like, we understand the...
Your data is thin, sir. I can't make a comment.
We need the same level of secrecy as a candidate for the Supreme Court. I understand. I don't want to comment on this case because I do not have the details.
Wow.
Got something you do want to comment on? Anything grinding your gears, Cody?
No, I'm just happy that I can mess around with radios. That's what I'm happy with.
Radio.
That makes me happy, and
radio makes you happy?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. What radio has made you happy recently?
All of them.
In what way? Okay, pick one.
Pick one? I gotta pick one. It's cool to build something and then have it work.
Yeah.
All right. Are you talking about
a CB radio?
CB radio from scratch?
A particular one, made from junk.
Like the professor on Gilligan's Island? Was it like coconuts? And
except not junk, but mostly junk.
What's in there that's the best of the junk?
The best of the junk? Probably. Yeah,
not that we're being vague enough, you know?
probably the 12 American wire gauge, which is just house wiring? Yeah.
House wiring.
House wiring. And the two lengths of it that are cut to the same size.
Is that your antenna?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And you just solder the end.
Is this just like zip cord for an antenna?
That's kind of what we're both using for antenna. His is set up as a dipole in his house.
That's two poles.
It's
like two poles of a magnet.
One is basically taking the place of the ground in the system, and it's...
Right.
And the... It's set up as a... In like a single line, but it's the full length of the wavelength or a half length.
Now it's not a single. Now it's not set up like a line. So when I had it set up as a line, quote unquote,
yeah,
where the this where I fed it from the middle, from the coaxial cable.
Yes,
that's the. For our listeners, that's like the cable that comes into your house for the TV.
Yeah, inside you have a piece of copper, and on the outside you have a piece of aluminum shielding.
No, they're both copper, actually.
Really?
So I got copper stranded inside and copper stranded outside.
Ooh, fancy.
I know, it's this, right here. You see that? I'm pointing to a spool of TV grade, video and audio signal grade.
Yeah, it's just stuff. Like anyone would find in their house leading into the cable modem. Understood.
So anyways, I had it oriented completely horizontal.
Okay.
Just straight across.
And that's the 12-gauge wire.
Yep, the 12-gauge wire was oriented horizontal.
And that's what people will find in their walls. Okay.
Two halves, equal length, the coaxial in the middle, and obviously soldered to the coaxial, so it makes continuous electricity.
Okay.
And I couldn't reach you with that, or I barely reached you with that, right? You could kind of hear what I was saying.
I couldn't. Over a big hill, might I add, right. I couldn't hear your voice, but I could see your signal.
Oh, okay.
So what modifications did you make to that antenna?
I stuffed the end that was soldered to the shield of the coax.
Okay.
Outside. And then I strung... I kind of just took the end that was soldered to the center conductor, the driven end, as they call it, and just kind of made it on a 45 degree and stapled it up to the attic ridge.
So it's in like a V?
Yeah, kinda. I mean, it's
pointed sideways.
The one that's not driven is like kind of like this, drooping out the attic window.
Okay. So it's just drooping off like it's out of Cialis.
Yep, that's okay. Right. Is that's drooping off out of the window. Sort oriented down towards
I
the ground.
I wonder why I can't hear him.
You can't hear me.
Okay, I can now. Also...
Well, you guys are trying to shoot through a mountain, too.
I also
you?
Oriented...
You guys are trying to shoot through a mountain.
Yes, that's well, true. We like a challenge.
That's not going
to
work.
We want it to work, and we want it to work with garbage. Well, we don't want to have to,
does it work at night or in the daytime? What's
we haven't tried in the daytime, actually, because you're not there. You're not really there in the daytime.
Yeah, we should try that over the weekend, because... The frequencies we're using, CB frequencies, around 27 megahertz, those are ionospheric active, so those will reflect.
Yeah, but they also have excellent ground wave properties.
No, they don't.
Don't they? They don't.
That depends.
What is that, a mythology?
No. Ground wave cuts off at about 4 megahertz.
Really?
8 if you push it. But we're outside of ground wave territory, unfortunately. I was looking that up.
Oh.
And if I'm wrong, which I kind of hope I'm wrong about a lot of that, because that means any ham operators out there that are listening are getting furious and starting to type away in their keyboards.
No, because they don't care about CB.
Oh, remember? That's right. Ham operators don't
they're
care.
Above because, that.
No, I hear ham operators on CB actively getting CB operators to become ham operators.
Oh, yeah.
They're recruiting. And, yeah, I can hear them, but I can't hear you. And again, I'm just doing it with a piece of copper
wire.
But
you could.
Yes, I could hear you, but not decently enough. And now that mine's at an angle, maybe mine's slowly matching yours. But you, I think you need to get it straight, up and down, or at an angle I can match it. We need to match polarity.
Maybe when I get a ladder big enough.
You can borrow mine. We'll get you up there.
How big is your ladder?
It's like a 50-foot plus extension ladder.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. That will do.
Do you say 50? 50.
Yeah.
50?
50-foot extension ladder.
What?
Yeah.
That's how bigger. Many lengths are there on that thing?
Wait, am
you
I
say
thinking
15
wrong?
Or 50?
It's definitely not 15.
Okay. It's huge.
Is it bigger than those big little ladders that you get at those big...
It goes up so tall that I have trouble holding it vertical.
Okay.
And I'm strong. Okay, I'm not like exaggerating. I can hold things up, and I'm good balanced. I can balance an entire rain gutter on my chin.
Well, there you go.
But this thing's like big, and that's why I tried to use it to go up into the tree, and that still wasn't anything compared to going up on a hill and running 300 feet of coax all the way up a hill. So apparently I need a balun, or an unun, to give me a proper Impedance. So what's impedance?
What's impedance?
Yeah. Resistance?
All right.
It's sort of resistance.
So imagine the radio wave along your antenna, right?
Boing.
So you got your feed point.
Which is the base of the antenna?
The base for an end-fed antenna at the end.
Or the center, you know, from a dipole.
Right.
Okay.
So you've got a point of super high voltage there on the ends, and a point of super high current in the middle. And the voltage points are where the high impedance is.
But what is impedance? You're telling me where it is, but what is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's like resistance.
It's like resistance.
Yeah.
Why is it not resistance? Because it can change?
Because it can change based on how thick the conductor is, how thick your wire is.
But that,
because
so
of the capacitance of the wire.
So is resistance.
Huh?
That's resistance as well.
Sure.
What else can affect the impedance? I'm just like, I'm trying to find the specific difference. Like, I've been like, I know impedance is mostly resistance, but there's a little extra magic pixie dust sprinkled in there.
There's a little extra magic pixie dust, and it has to do with math, because it involves the imaginary plane. Imaginary numbers. They're useful in electrical engineering.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I haven't studied, but I know about. And, so that's part of it.
All right. So to get...
But basically...
Right. So, like, when... All right. So when that old man told me when I was a kid, I'm like, how do radios work? And he's like, you know what? There's these transistors and these things and all that. And I'm like, uh-huh. What was that? And he goes, you know what, kid? It's magic.
You know what?
It's just magic.
It's not magic.
Have you... I don't know if we talked about this before, but, like, in the 1890s, on giant farms out west and even some around here, in order to get information from one side of the farm to the other, some cowboys and others and farmers would set up telephone systems on their barbed wire. Have you heard about this?
Telephone systems on the barbed wire?
Why not? Sounds awesome.
I know. Well, they do things. Like, if you have, like, say, a 100,000-acre ranch in Texas and there's a prairie fire, you got to tell somebody and... It's going to be too late for riding it. They hook up a phone to the barbed wire, and they have a really scratchy transmission back to the barn or house. And
that's kind of cool.
Right?
Yeah. Nice.
Anyway. And you don't have to pay a phone company any money
for it. That's right.
Well, that's why we're working on the CB aspect here. We want our own network. We want...
But I've also got another antenna on the way. It's a dual band 70-centimeter and 2-meter antenna. So it's got like some collinear elements with coils, inductors between the each radiating element.
Okay,
you can get it for like $70 at Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you have to have it shipped to the store. I don't know where it's coming from, but
China.
Send me a link. I'll check it out.
Okay.
Because I'm mostly trying to do my own homemade antennas.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just for the fun of it, because why not? Everybody's got, like, wire and garbage hanging around. If you could do something simple with something lying around, why not? And
not everybody has that skill, right?
Well, we have the ability to simplify processes. So why not do it 1,000 different ways, figure out the best one, and then the best way to do it, and then go, hey, guys... Do you want to send free, like, text messages to the people in the next town? We figured out how. Pretty
in
close.
In the least janky way possible?
It's going to take nodes.
Yep.
But they're going to be independent, easy blocks. You could just put somewhere in someone's, like, backyard. They'll never know it's there. It'll look like a rock.
Never know it's there. Node of rocks and trees.
Well, think about it. If we could use one of the long-range propagation methods for digital communication, even effectively at a long range, slowly, you could send significant messages. Even if you have, as long as you have a send and forward capability, a send, store, and forward capability.
Storing.
I think of everything like a satellite now because I like playing with satellites.
Yeah, a nodal model. Yeah.
Um, you could have a node like, oh, we can't quite reach the next town. So we're going to take a node, we're going to put it on the edge of our town, and we're going to have a little Yagi clip to the top of this one and point it that way. Now we have a connection to the next town. That town is going to have one little Yagi.
Two Yagis. One for send, one for receive.
One direction, the other direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't you use the same antenna for both?
Because you remember that Moxon antenna that I showed you?
Yeah.
The one that's like a simplified folded dipole slash Yagi mix?
Yeah. You have to time domain split it somehow accurately.
Did you look at the... did I send you the modeling chart for that?
I'm not sure.
No? Or the simulation of it?
Assume that the listeners at home don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so it's basically shaped like a square, and it's fed on one of the sides of the square.
Okay.
And that driven side is... So that's where the coaxial feed is attached. And that side will be the direction that the big gain is on. And on the other side, the reflector side, it's reflecting all of that electrical energy back towards that fed side.
Which is why it should work just fine for transmission and reception.
There's actually a big null. There's actually a big null to the back of it. So that's why you can't use a Yagi for two opposing directions.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. What you mean is the Yagi has to be pointed at the other town so that you can send receive to the other town, but that node is also going to have to send data into the town that it's a part of.
Correct.
And that's going to need another antenna.
You don't have to worry about that.
That antenna is going to clip onto the top, and that one's going to be a vertical because that's going to be able to reach one of the other nodes in that town. And the local nodes will have small vertical antennas. Yeah. They'll be easily hidden. They'll be self-sufficient with little, solar panels. And they're just going to bounce digital signals over the frequencies that it's capable of.
That's its local network, yeah.
And this system's going to be very easily overloaded by people. So it's going to have to follow a lot of methods that have already been figured out by the ham network.
It's all in software, sure.
Yep.
You got to parse it and stop the...
We're going to have to make smart boxes to handle things.
The various ways you can actually accidentally DDoS yourselves by overloading and losing packets. And
for something like wide area AT&T free, that's what you need.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it. We're not going to do this bouncing off the ionosphere. We can't count on meteor scatter. We can't count on auroras. We can't count on ground waves.
You can't count on network time protocol.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yes, you can.
What?
Except when you can't.
Okay, Cody, why don't you like the fact that network time protocol is required for the FT8 transmission protocol?
We're switching subjects, listeners.
Wait, what's wrong with NT? Well, I know I had a failure with NTP a couple months ago when there was that weird failure on the internet.
Oh, one of the DNS. Any sort of failure with the internet, as in when the internet goes away, you no longer have the ability to sync your time.
Yeah.
Because everything happens automatically. Nobody gets up and sets a clock anymore. They just look at their phone.
In this case, it was when Facebook had its trouble and some NIST servers went down.
And that's what you get for depending on Facebook.
I'm not sure what the... there was so much bad traffic, it took
down other
things.
Probably a coincidence.
Probably a coincidence.
NIST went down at the same time as
I don't know.
Facebook?
Maybe somebody was on that computer on Facebook and they froze it up.
Yeah, maybe.
I've seen people
maybe
do...
Maybe NIST is actually referencing... the Facebook mirror servers.
I have seen people do idiotic things on broadcast servers and computers that you shouldn't have been doing inside their silo. So I'm sure that's done everywhere all the time. Dumbness.
Well, anyways, the reason I don't like it is because I don't know if I'm always going to have internet access.
Yeah. So that's why your internal code and software should always be synchronized to itself and only check in on NTP once in a while.
Well, let's
and
just
also
say,
if it's way different, it should never take
everybody's internet went down. Let's just assume the impossible this these days happened. And I've seen the doomsday scenarios. The internet not going away, folks. it is its own force and it will evolve beyond you.
How can you justify that when they can turn off the internet in Kazakhstan and the Gambia? Or at least it fails there in Gambia.
It fails? What do you mean it fails?
You haven't read that?
Oh, third world countries have trouble connecting to the internet.
With backups. They had backup connections.
I'm talking on a global scale.
Some third world countries have better internet than we do. So.
Yeah, and they're like, their internet's never, ever going to go away. And once a place like Kazakhstan, or what are we talking about?
Well, we can talk about either
Gambia.
Of them, but...
once they've gotten to a certain level of establishment, like, that's it, you're fine. If everything or anything starts to disconnect, you just start replacing notes.
They turned off the internet there to censor the protests.
That's on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to turn off the internet on purpose, you can. Yeah. But what I'm telling you is no massive humans will want that.
Yeah.
Ever. Have you heard how dependent people have become on the internet?
But they did.
I know. Just like back to that Facebook failure and other ones is when...
Yes, they turned it off.
When it goes down, it causes multi-billions in interrupted commerce. Literally. You take down Facebook and all the third-party login, the authorizations take down sales for that day, and you can measure it in tens or hundreds of millions of dollars.
Everybody links everything up. Oh, it's my Facebook. It's linked in my Facebook.
Google will be a login. You know,
and pretty
GitHub.
Soon that Facebook account is going to be linked to your social credit account. Mark my words.
It sort of already is in an unofficial
way. Oh, but then it will become official.
Yeah.
Okay. As in, when your social credit drops into negative numbers, you will be found and executed.
By social credit, do you mean...
Wait, on that thought, I didn't read it, but there was some clickbait about China having an AI to do pre-crime and find people guilty of shit. We should be looking into this, but they have an AI.
It's not pre-crime. It's not pre-crime. What China's starting to implement is AI actually discerning cases based on data input into the system. It's not a pre-crime. It's an actual crime, and it's because they're dealing with so much crime that they need to thin out the caseload for the people.
Well, the crime I'm talking about is people suspected of being dissidents.
Yes. Well, guess what? Once you're suspected of being a dissident, you're guilty. So the crime is effective and correct. Well, that's based on the doctrine of the party that's in control.
Yeah.
And that's China's, losers.
That's
Xi.
Wow. That was that guy.
No. China sucks. China doesn't own Taiwan. And Xi is, like, becoming this weird megalomaniac that's really, like, you know what? Communism does have its good sides. I could even argue that. But he's showing you all of its bad sides.
Well, it did bring us the 40-hour work week.
Yes, we have weekends because of unions.
Oh,
Revolutionary Workers' Party, man.
Yeah, there's bad sides, and I'm not here to argue either one. I'm just saying that right now he's showing a lot of the bad sides. Okay?
All
the personalities in China that are disappearing because they threaten the party's influence.
Because they're the,
they're social influencers, and that's a thing now.
Or maybe they were. Had the bad fortune of being sexually abused by some party official.
Well, that's standard play, and that takes place here. I'm just talking about China, where you could be Jack Ma, make a whole bunch of money, and then disappear just for
Would
that.
Would you just... Hang on.
He's just saying people get disappeared
can
here.
Can you just...
Wait, what?
Roll that
what?
Back to the beginning of your thought.
What was this?
And play? Slow it down.
What?
You broke it.
You broke it,
dude.
Yeah, I broke it. I'll fix it. I'm at the makerspace. I'll fix it.
Wait, roll back which part of the China rant?
The part where he was talking about here.
Here we have...
About politically inconvenient people.
Women sexually
that disappear.
Abused by someone.
That disappear, and you're saying it happens where?
In the United States?
Yeah, let's just...
No, they don't disappear. Right now, one is suing the British royal from the United States. He hasn't been disappeared yet.
Go on, please. I want to hear more.
He doesn't want to. No, he,
no.
No, he doesn't want to no. bring up the story in question.
I don't want to become one of the people that disappear.
It's local radio. It's all right.
Yeah, and then two weeks, they're going to knock on my door, and all of a sudden, Joe died of COVID. Joe died of a slip in the fall.
Oh, Joe, no, we're going to put you in this jail cell in Brooklyn, and you'll be completely safe with the cameras looking at you.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Oh, boy.
And then all of a sudden...
Oh, he killed himself just like Epstein did. Just like Epstein did, Joe killed himself. Man, can you believe it happened twice in the same jail cell with the same cameras failing at the same time?
Have you been watching
time?
The news? It's about to happen a third time. I mean, wait. No, wait, not yet. Wait, that's next week's
okay.
News.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow, that was...
And you were asking me how people get disappeared
I know.
Here in the States?
I just wanted to be clear.
I'm trying not to go there.
Let's talk about something else that China's doing that's interesting.
What?
Oh.
So
no, I hear that China right now their main goal is to come over to the United States and infiltrate.
No.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson.
Oh yeah,
China is coming for you. But now that we just need to do Stage 90.
That was satire. No, so here's the thing. Since the mid-50s or so when they started doing early fusion research, and then in the 70s when they ramped up, and then within the last decade with a lot of private money going into it, we've all been kind of skeptical because for 65 years,
it's
as
been
of last
20 years away.
As of last year, they could only sustain the...
fusion's never going to happen.
They could only sustain it for 20 seconds.
Yeah,
65 years.
Oh, and then they're going to be able to sustain it for 25 minutes of the 25
Wait a minute.
Days
Hang
before
on.
Your
Wait
eyes
a minute.
Start bleeding out of your butt.
He's got China just announced that they sustained fusion at 5 times the heat of this core of the sun for 17 minutes until it got wobbly and burned itself.
You see what I mean? Oh, now we're at 17 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a really big jump.
But if you look at any kind of thing, like, say, early automobiles, when you could barely go 20 miles before you had to rebuild the engine, and then you could go 100 miles, maybe, and then till the 90s when you have an engine that doesn't require maintenance for 100,000 miles.
What if the error of the issue is exponential, and as they go farther and farther, it becomes more wobbly?
Does it give it more wobbly, or can you actually sustain it? What did they do to get it to sustain for 17 minutes? Is their software better? Was that it? Was the magnet stronger?
They sent a probe to the sun and pulled some of it back.
No.
I don't know.
No, but that's the thing. It's like, what did they crack something to get an exponential...
If they are telling the truth.
If they are telling the truth,
okay.
And did get 17 minutes...
If you pile 1,000 Chinese slaves into a
million
core,
Celsius, what?
And you compress them enough,
you
can get fusion.
That many, yeah.
No. For real, 17. They went from 20 seconds, 65 years of research. They could only hit 20 seconds last year. They just hit 17 minutes.
Let's get a number on that.
Okay, now we got 17 minutes of fusion. Now, were they able to... Now, first of all, it was a sustained reaction, but was it able to generate electricity outside of itself?
That's 51
was
times
it
the time.
Useful? Was it a useful reaction?
I don't know. So that's the bigger question than sustaining, because you could sustain it forever and you might not get any plus out of it.
I mean, China
but
is making advancements.
That's
but
a lot of advancement.
They will lie about things.
Imagine, though, if this is actually true, because you find out eventually if it's true, and within the next year, I bet we will, because... We have a couple billion of private research going on this side.
I'm not
going
to imagine if it's true, because a lot of things I can imagine
but
if it's true.
A year ago, you wouldn't imagine they would have hit 17 minutes, would you? I wouldn't. I didn't imagine you'd hit more than 5 minutes.
Mm. Sure.
But they just did
China,
an exponential...
Yes. Us? No. We're stupid. They're way more focused than we are.
No. There are so many parallel projects going on that if we can't do it in the next 5 years, obviously they lied or they got lucky.
Are you sure about that?
But if they're onto something, then they're onto something.
Well, then I guess we're going to have to just steal some of that information from them, because turnabout
for the first time.
Play.
I know, turnabout. Yeah. They stole everything else.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They owe us. They owe us.
they owe us all their industrial espionage over the last 15 years. They owe us a little back.
I mean, it would be nice to see some information on the fission projects that they have going, right? I've been trying to find out how their molten salt thorium fission reactor is going. That they've... Where are they building that again? Somewhere in one of their deserts. I forget what it started with. A K? I don't know.
Okay.
But
I'm not going to guess because it's just going to offend someone.
All I've been able to find is that... Oh, yeah, we're going to turn that on in September.
Okay.
And they didn't report it.
And no word of it.
And a small explosion was felt on the other side of the planet. Nothing was said of it further.
I know.
Supposedly that's the problem. Supposed to explode.
When there are failures, you don't hear about it.
I know, right?
You hear about
there's supposed to be
victory.
All those extra layers of like safety because like they could dump the salt in the core and it's all into a safety trap.
And not only that, but the thing it's got a hysteresis where if it gets too hot, it slows down and gets cold again.
It doesn't dump itself. It dumps itself into the core. It literally melts out the plugs, and the salt just dries up. It doesn't take an active machines to get to stop a salt reactor. Well, its natural thing is to burn out its freeze plugs, whatever.
It takes machines to cool down that freeze plug, and if the freeze plug melts.
Because
it means the machine's failed, and there's no electricity, and the plant is malfunctioning in some way.
So it passes.
So what you're saying,
so what you're saying is
the Death Star has this secret panel that we could shoot a nice rocket down and mess the whole thing right up, right?
I mean,
it just freezes itself up and destroys itself into a lump.
Yeah, a lump of
but
salt.
But it doesn't melt down forever downwards like other things may
but,
have
you know,
done
want,
in the past.
I want to know how it performs for them. Why
would they tell us?
Because it's cool, and it's also based on our technology.
Yeah, which we
published technology from the molten salt reactor.
And our first reactor experiment was the one. What was that one they built to fly in an airplane?
Oh my God!
That was one of the first reactors we built here. Was a reactor to fly in an airplane.
That was nothing.
And they planned to make the reactor power the propellers with turbines.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was actually built.
Nuclear plane.
I mean, it's a bad idea, right?
No, it's a great idea, but like the point is, that's like using a waterfall to fill a paper cup. You can fly a plane with solar panels. You don't need that much power unless you're redirecting it at the ground. I mean, what else are you gonna do with nuclear power? Lasers. No.
That'd be cool.
Like, I'm all for nuclear power. You know, safe nuclear power is a way to go. Renewables are cool, but...
It's a great way to go.
I want a nice fusion reactor, a nice safe fusion reactor in the middle of every town. I want, like, every town to be able to build a park on top of it.
How could fusion be safe? We're not even at the stage where we consider the safety implications of it. We're at the stage where, can we even do it?
Can it sustain for more than 17 minutes?
Yeah.
Because that's right. The dream.
Because that's the dream.
Why? Well, like, if you're able to make the reactor work and make the power, like, good, keep going. Make sure that it's environmentally friendly, it's safe for everyone around it, and it works. These are the goals. And once you've gotten that, great, time to retire. It's party time.
And then
Free energy.
Free energy, then humans can get another kick at destroying the Earth in other ways.
No, then we will have the 1%ers starting to enslave the 90% because there won't be any sort of income because we will have robots taking over and no basic universal income to take its place.
Well, yeah. If we don't actually have to do anything, then what do they have to enslave us with?
They will restrict our resources. We won't be able to eat. We'll basically be kept in a zoo.
All right,
for the pure joy of squeezing other consciousnesses.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Just like now and how it's been.
Maybe, but we'll have a lot... You know what? Humans will have a lot more time to organize.
Yeah.
And a lot more time to worry about how to stop that from happening than they do now.
How to step out of the way.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. How to totally Aikido that shit.
They will be subverted.
You know, just totally
whoop,
flip them on their head.
You think that's not going to happen to the humans instead? Wait, what are we talking about?
I don't know. I lost track.
I don't know.
Look.
Okay.
Skynet is going to take over. It's just a matter of time.
Come on, Joe. It's not like we have cars right now that can drive themselves and other smart things.
You know what you sound like?
It's not like we have countries that are using AI to decide the fate of humans. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Cody. I missed your point. What'd you say?
You sound like Elon Musk.
How dare you?
Speaking of electric cars in that segue.
No, he's gonna.
So, I don't know if you guys, did you see that when a month or two ago, Joe Biden was driving around a truck and doing stuff in Detroit? Then he starts bragging on how the
the new leader of GM has been electrified the entire automotive industry and doing that whole meet and greet thing in Detroit.
This new GM comes with a built-in colostomy bag.
So, she electrified the entire industry. Guess how many cars electric, pure electric, GM delivered in the fourth quarter of last year?
25.
No, 26, Joe. You're way off. It was 26 cars they delivered. Guess how much Elon Musk delivered?
You for real?
I am not. They had to stop delivering the Bolt because that thing they've been delivering for 4 years, they recalled every single one of them because they had a catching fire in your garage problem.
Wow.
But
Teslas are doing that too.
So yeah, our trustworthy president, who always tells the truth, so that GM is in charge of this, electrified the whole industry with the 26 whole cars they delivered in the last 3 months.
We're on our way.
Guess how many Elon Musk delivered in that time?
How many?
300,000 worldwide. Guess how many he delivered all last year? 930,000 cars.
Yeah,
Tesla
everywhere. I'm seeing Teslas all over the roads.
But our president said that GM is leading the way with their delivering of 26 cars and recalling every single one they delivered in the last 4 years.
They're leading the way to the retirement home.
No. However, GM does have good vertical marketing, and they'll be able to maybe take over the industry because they have great government contracts and friends, apparently.
Yes, they have the ability to do so, and everybody's gunning for Elon. They're going after the model.
Top of the mountain.
So he's the one that comes first, so he's the one that will make all the mistakes, but they can capitalize by avoiding a lot of them.
But at this point, he's delivering 10,000 more cars in the U.S. per month above expectations.
Also keep in mind that most of his funds are artificially inflated by investors. He's not an actual moneymaker. Teslas don't make
money.
He's
a grower.
Yet. Yeah.
930,000 cars.
They might have made a profit, finally. I think they may have finally turned a profit.
They may be tipping over. That's a lot of cars.
Well,
expensive cars.
They have to keep going. That has to be a trend that keeps going. Yeah. They're finally starting to break even.
But yeah, he's got nothing to do but flatten or go down, right?
Like you could throw a bunch of money into a pile, but that pile isn't doing anything. You got to actually do and make things.
Yeah.
And not just like treat your workers like garbage.
But yeah, again, GM, who's electrified the industry, according to our president.
No.
Delivered 26 cars and recalled everything they've built in 4 years.
God.
And how about that? How about we segue from that into Apple?
Oh, no.
Putting your ID on your phone.
We did this already.
Wait, did we do this?
Yeah, we did that last.
Yeah, but it's getting deeper, isn't it?
No.
Didn't that come up from last time?
I don't know.
Are you looking at old messages?
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I mean, if you want to talk about it again, we can, but...
No, I don't want to rehash anything, and I also don't remember anything, so...
Everybody knows...
It all works.
Everybody knows that digital ID is going to be used to track you. It's going to be used to track you.
Gonna? We don't do that yet?
Look, if you're already doing it, and you're okay with it, God help you. I don't know how to communicate with you.
But it's easy. It works, and that's what the government would like us to do.
And ease is the trap.
Yes, that's how you boil the frog.
The mice don't understand why the cheese is free.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
I like how you confused Joe for a second. His eyes just started blinking. Like,
Well, I tried to.
You broke my brain.
Yeah, I tried to understand the economic, perspectives of a mouse.
Oh, God.
I'm like, mouse goes, food, sex, sleep, I'm dead. I mean, what do you want?
Wow.
They want to reduce you to that. You know?
But most people are that already, comfortable.
And they need to realize their potential.
They're comfortable there.
You bring it's going to be like this, and instead of offering but Cody, we're like,
no, we're already there, man. We are done.
Oh, no.
That's not a counterpoint. You guys are pouring gasoline on the fire.
No.
I had the same exact discussion with my brother.
We're sitting...
Like, every time I try to suggest that what's going on now doesn't work, he goes, yeah, but we're stuck with this thing. So...
Where are we there? And it's getting worse.
There's no point. I don't have faith in those people out there. I was like... That's not a counterpoint.
But what we're saying is that our counterpoint is we're already there, and we do got to roll back a lot of that garbage. by stepping out of the way or doing something else. I mean, you can't do it from the top down. You gotta free yourself from where your feet are hitting the ground.
You've totally lost me. Are we talking lucid dreaming?
What? No. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We are talking about that.
Oh, God.
That's all this is, Joe. It's just a dream. It's just
you're
a
not,
dream, and we're making
you're not
we're making
here, sir.
That's what we're here for.
You're not really here, yeah. But you are. Existence is the dream.
Yes. Wow.
There you go. This is not just a tech show, it's a philosophy
show. Oh, we got another. We got one more person that watched that stupid Matrix sequel.
I actually haven't.
I have.
You guys want to hear how terrible it is?
No, because the third one was half terrible good.
What I want to hear is, does it take any more ideas from Simulacrum and Simulation, the books that were shown, that the material was cribbed from, and adapted to be exciting?
I stole it.
Does it take any more material from that and expand on it?
It does the exact opposite of what you're suggesting.
It just rehashes?
You have no idea. They project bits of the original movies onto the walls in this movie. Do you understand? Because they hate us.
And they hate the original Vision? Is that it? I don't
understand.
Poor
Keanu.
Now, listen to me.
I just feel bad for Keanu.
I love the first movie, and I like
the sequel. Keanu doesn't deserve this kind of abuse, man.
That's right.
He's a cool dude.
Keanu is a giving, charitable person, and we can tell that in this movie, all right?
Because he appears.
He knows his roots, he knows where he came from, and he's willing to help out a friend, is what I'm getting from this.
Okay.
Was it a movie directed by...
Wachowski? Yes.
No. The brothers or somebody else?
The brothers are now sisters. It was directed by one of the sisters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
And,
gotcha.
And you see, if this was a cheesy 80s version of The Matrix as a TV show, it would have been a great pilot. It would have been a great pilot.
It would have been a great pilot episode.
This is starting to sound better to me now that you've said it that way. A cheesy 80s version of it? Like that the other Keanu movie?
Imagine,
the one from the Gibson movie. What was that one?
But imagine a played out low rent.
Is it
Matrix?
Is it like
No, was that what
is
that,
it like Stargate? The film?
Was it like a Johnny Mnemonic version of The Matrix?
I wouldn't insult Stargate like that.
Johnny Mnemonic version, 80s version of The Matrix, like you're saying?
No. Johnny Mnemonic is a classic and it's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And it is way better than this piece
of... You have not read the books, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. It's proto-cyberpunk, man.
What? I got it. Okay.
William Gibson. He was just like...
I'm in the middle of reading Neuromancer right now.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yep.
I remember that first came out, man.
I stole the coverless copy paperback from the space here.
It blew my mind, man, in the early 80s. It was so... man, I can't... Just like the colors, man.
And then the Quaaludes wore off, and it blew my mind again.
No, it's really good, though. Even it's kind of dated in the way, but it's still a beautiful document.
It's full of intrigue. Yeah. I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
All right. We have a book recommendation on Thingularity.
Yeah. Neuromancer.
Come on, man. I mean,
William Gibson.
That's like Cyberpunk Hacker 101 right there.
101. Unless you go back to Rudy Rucker or...
Deck Jockey.
Alfred Bester. But
it wasn't really my flavor growing up.
Oh, my gosh.
Before I did my reading. Isaac Asimov.
Conan classics. Doyle. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I got a whole library I'm actually waiting to get to during the next apocalypse.
The next one? What about the one we're in, Joe?
I mean, what are you doing?
We're crawling our way back out. The economy's recovering, don't you know?
Yeah!
The what economy?
Yeah. The American economy?
I took care of that back in 2001.
Wow.
I'm sure it would go in 2007.
I flushed half of it down several wars that didn't get us anywhere, and we just backed out of one.
I made sure the regulations on the banks...
I made sure I set us up for
you,
another...
You, sir, are being un-American. $14 trillion being flushed into Afghanistan was perfectly valid to build the country up to open McDonald's and Starbucks there. Sure, it failed, but it was worth the
$14 trillion. Are the Taliban still keeping them open?
And to maintain the poppy trade?
Oh, man, they destroyed it twice in that time,
and now
it's back.
The poppy trade was destroyed by us, and now it's coming back because the Taliban aren't encouraging it, but they are simply turning their backs to it.
Well, it's not like they're going to do chip fab. What else? Come on.
It's all they got, Joe. It's all they got.
Look, I'm avoiding several horribly tasteful jokes right now.
Horribly tasteless or tasteful?
Tasteless.
If they're tasteful, I want to hear.
I could think of Taliban. What? What do they? How would the Taliban make money? I don't know. Goat sex dolls.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I'm sure there's a niche market for it. I'm sure they could corner the market there. I have no respect. I am from New York, and I have no respect for any member of the Taliban.
Nor should you.
Whatsoever.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Wow. Hey, you know what? That's when you start getting me on your side. Like, oh, 9/11, never forget. I mean it. So, screw them.
Yeah, well, don't you know that was actually an inside job?
Oh, man. You guys.
Yeah. It was done from inside the cockpit of a couple planes.
That's one way of thinking about it.
Don't make me leap across this table, Cody.
Wow.
A bunch of idiots from Saudi Arabia were mad in America. And they were probably more mad at mommy and daddy, and this is how they got back at them.
Wow. You know, that is the clearest elevator explanation of it I ever heard. That's actually pretty good. Damn. Yeah.
That's it. No Iraq, no Afghanistan. Just
a lot of what we do comes down to our psychology and our emotions.
We were attacked by our allies, Saudi Arabia, the ones we
Hang
do
on
business with.
Hang on a second.
Like, dirt.
Let me catch up with where you're at here. You're saying that the Iraq and Afghanistan wars were not necessary
because Saudi Arabia.
Because it was actually Saudi Arabians. Who organized in Saudi Arabia or the surrounding countries of, like, you know, maybe
and,
UAE and Yemen.
And my counterpoint is that war in Afghanistan was perfectly valid to drop $14 trillion into there because it really would be a great place to have Starbucks and McDonald's.
You know,
and
you're really not...
I can't believe they failed at that.
You're not falling anywhere in a comfortable spectrum for the average American.
I'm sorry.
How dare you, sir, for being fact-based. We are not in a fact-based phase of our history. Do not be fact-based. It's not very popular, sir.
Well, you know, I have eyes and I can see things and what do you want from me? Again, I'm from New York.
I'm going to tell
Believe
you.
Me, I'm restraining myself right now.
So, you don't fall in with the liberals because you're, or the green ones, because you're for nuclear powers. The nukes.
The ones, sure. The ones you can clean up.
Yeah. Right. Sure. And you're also against solar and wind because they're that great.
You're not against solar and wind.
Well,
they're becoming affordable.
You're
now.
Against them scaling up.
I'm watching them
the
creep into the range of my tolerance.
Okay.
Like
affordability.
Like I have solar panels on my property that are doing active work.
But also, you're not... You're
I'm
not
also,
right there with the.
I'm also a member
of the Red Americans because you don't think there was MWDs in Iraq.
There obviously weren't. George Bush literally said he tried to kill my dad. The end. Like we knew what we went in there for. I'm not saying Saddam was a great guy. I'm not saying like. I'm also not saying that was any of our business. And I know a lot of people like to keep our nose
again,
in our own business.
Again, sir, you're being fact-based by pointing out the blood feud at the bottom of that thing. But, okay, you keep up with your unpopular fact-based garbage.
Blood feud.
Do you know how much you know what? I tell you what. If let's look at it this way. If we didn't go to Iraq, maybe we could have bought all the property on the Texas border and actually built a wall. It could have been conceivable.
Wow. There you go. You know how to sell things.
That's also the only way to do it. You'd have to buy all the property. Texas is a private state, and there is no wall going up there unless you buy it. And there's a lot of people that like their family to come.
I tell you what, if there is any, ever is any kind of balkanization in our near or far future, I guarantee Texas is going to be the first country that breaks off.
Oh, you mean the one that's been its own country or been trying to be also be its own country forever?
And also the one state that did, here we go, segue, finance their own standard kind of COVID vaccine.
What?
Have you heard of this?
Wait, what?
The ones Texas, yes.
Texas team created a COVID vaccine. These two people who were working on a SARS vaccine back in 2003 didn't have to, because apparently, for some reason, in 2003, we had a functional anti-pandemic team in the U.S. and the world, and we didn't let that spread. So the vaccine they were trying to develop, they just dropped it. They didn't have to have it.
Can I offer a counterpoint to that?
Yes.
It's also possible that the SARS, the first, SARS the first was not
as dangerous.
Transmissible.
That's true, too. Anyway, so they dropped that, and they tried it again. They're using standard methods for building a vaccine. They tried to present this a couple years ago to the government and other people. Nobody was interested. But they did get a foundation in New York City to give them some seed money. They went to Texas, and the Texas philanthropic scene apparently is very strong, and they funded the whole rest of this. So they did a trial in India, because this vaccine is not the kind that you have to sell for a lot of money and transport at 0 degrees or whatever.
Right.
So they had 3,000 people in a trial, found it to be 90% effective against the original COVID-SARS-2, 80% effective against Delta variant, and right now they're testing the Omicron effectiveness of this standard vaccine.
What do you mean by effectiveness? Because
like it'll stop you from getting that disease, that effect, stop you.
Okay, now we're seeing several different levels nowadays of the vaccine stops you from getting the disease. The vaccine stops you from getting horrible symptoms. The vaccine stops you from hospitalization. The vaccine stops you from...
So their effectiveness is like...
Thank you, Cody. Sorry.
90% effective against not getting that disease. So they're testing Omicron right now, but now they just got an emergency authorization, use authorization for India. But the beauty of this is just the IP, the intellectual property of it. India can make their own virus, vaccine. And the vaccine, which is of a standard type, costs $1.50 per jab. So it's affordable.
Okay, so what you're telling me, or at least what I'm taking away from this, is the mercenaries that have been hired by Moderna and Pfizer will be moving in shortly. They will be eliminating all of the populations.
The mercenaries already worked because they convinced our great supportive government to not put any money into this thing, so it had to be privately funded.
This is America. It's how you get it done.
Yeah. Dr. Peter Hotez.
Oh, I know about that guy. I've seen him talk before.
So Peter Hotez and his people created this thing, and now they have a $1.50 a shot vaccine they can give to the third world, let them do it themselves, and actually get a jab instead of watch a first world country hoard it, not give them any.
Yeah.
As their local mortality rates go to 13% and 17%.
This is how you keep a third world country from generating the Omicron and the everyone that comes after until you get the Omega, and then you get the doomsday scenarios where it's just like a group of like survivors in the apocalypse, and they're the only humans that have to repopulate the whole planet, except they're all ugly and nobody wants to actually do it.
Yeah. So anyways, success story on their part. They have something there. They're now rolling out into India and other places.
That's
that
awesome.
They can do
good.
It. At $1.50 a shot, but again, the U.S. government had no interest in old technologies. They wanted bleeding-edge mRNA stuff that cost a lot more to shove billions of dollars into the backsides of large friends.
Yep. Pharma execs and foundation.
Pfizer
foundation
and
C-levels.
Do you think I'm joking when I'm saying Pfizer and Moderna?
I don't think you're joking.
Not a penny for Mr. Peter Hotez with his $1.50 vaccine.
I don't think it's effective. I'm just saying it's coming from... I know where it's coming from.
Yeah, so... Anyway, I found that to be very interesting.
Wow.
like they just bootstrapped themselves with rich friends in Texas.
That's how, you know, Apple gets started. That's how startups happen.
Yeah.
Investment.
Right. So we're not just seeing like the central control that we always talk about, but other powers that be doing their own playing in the field and getting things done.
You should wonder what else is going on in the field that hasn't been talked about or seen yet, because the projects are too small or too underfunded.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, well, that was fun. That was cleansing.
Was it cleansing? Do you feel clean?
A little.
Very clean.
I feel a little cleaner.
A little cleaner.
Okay. I'm glad.
Like, I still know what we were talking about, but I feel a little better.
Still no details on, that's why we need to get together more, so we can have more cleansing.
Yeah, exactly.
Cleansing. No, that doesn't have a bad connotation to it.
No, especially when you're talking about the soul.
Soul.
Yeah, not like an ethnicity.
Ethnic.
You know what?
Okay.
Screw those guys.
We did not even get that reference when you said you're referring to ethnic cleansing. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
Screw those guys.
Good guys.
Oh man.
Screw them. No. Everything they stand
screw
for
them and their ethnic cleansing garbage.
What else? What else can I say about them? I don't know. Everything that has to be said has already been said.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about? Because a lot of people want different types of ethnic cleansing.
All of them. Whether it's Proud Boys or...
American Nazi... Oh, did I tell you...
We're taking that route.
Did I tell you about that thing in...